Lehigh Valley residents have adapted the best they can to the new reality of coronavirus, but the COVID-19 outbreak can take a toll mentally on us all. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Anxiety and suicidal thoughts can affect anyone, even more so with the worldwide pandemic. WDIY invited Allison France, coordinator of the Suicide Prevention Task Force of Lehigh County, with over 35 years of experience in the field of human services, to provide insight in this trying time. Welcome, Allison. Have fears of coronavirus spiked calls for suicide?
The short version is yes. For suicide thoughts, for suicide plans, for generalized anxiety, whenever there is something that is uncertain or there is something that is unknown, even though we seem to be learning more and more about the coronavirus. But whenever there is uncertainty and whenever that unknown uncertainty also affects our safety or the safety of our loved ones, fear is a hallmark response. And with that fear is stress, nervousness, agitation, anxiety. So all those things are rolled into someone trying to manage, handle, deal with the everyday life as it is now.
What techniques, tips, and advice do you recommend?
Manage your media diet. There is so much good information out there about the coronavirus, and yet we need to know what we need to know, and we need to manage that. We also need to be careful. There are some outlets that have less than forthright information, so we have to use our critical thinking and figure out which ones of those we want to pay attention to. But being aware is critical. Being overly focused on knowing every piece of news that every person is saying, that is not a healthy piece for managing your day and your life now. Other things in your toolbox are things like giving mindfulness a try, thinking about what you are feeling, thinking about controlling your thoughts, thinking about when you have a positive, happy place that you can imagine yourself there. Your imagination should be controlled by you. Your imagination should not control you. Another thing is, you know, relaxation techniques and, of course, spirituality, prayer, meditation. Also, though, get outside yourself. You be the calm person. You be the positive person. You be the person that calls your elderly relative 3 times a week, not just once a month. You be the person to support others. You be the person to wave to your neighbor 3 porches down. So when you are also giving support to others, that helps you be calm. And when you're doing that, you are a role model, not just for your household, but for the whole sphere of influence. You are the role model. You are modeling that you go to bed at a certain time. You are trying to eat healthy. You are trying to get out and exercise. Of course, you are doing what you can do around the virus. You are washing your hands, wiping down surfaces, being careful of contagions, making sure you are keeping your distance from other people. And that is something you can control. And the fact that you can control that also helps you be calm. And see the synergistic effect of all this? It just snowballs for that you and your household, your family, are in a much better place and space.
How has COVID-19 complicated treating people in need?
The concept of treating patients and meeting them where they are is not new. Meeting them where they are geographically and where they are in their mental health. So the concept of telehealth, having a psychiatrist or a counselor virtually online, has been around, and it has been very successful. The concept of meeting with your counselor online or via Skype, that's coming into its own, I should say. I think it's being helped by this virus. The concept of online tools has definitely been around for a long time. And I say that because, you know, school has, for our kids, has found places where they can use online resources. There's online teaching techniques and sort of self-help online. Alcoholics Anonymous and Al-Anon, all those places and groups have things online for people. So I would say that, sure, more so now, everyone needs to use different ways of treating people with mental health issues. But that concept, that's been around, and that is a tried and true concept. And I guess I would think that it's, once again, expanding our thinking on how to work with all sorts of people to get them to be the healthiest they can be.
How have crisis workers adapted to coronavirus social distancing guidelines?
Yes, exactly, adapting practices. And some of the practices, folks have heard of universal precautions. That concept has been around. So folks, typically, I'm thinking about our crisis workers who go out on a crisis call when someone is in a mental health crisis. They are fully aware of those kinds of precautions and engage in those techniques. However, as you say, things have to be adapted because now every interaction has to be not physically close, and that is a change.
The State Department of Human Services has launched a statewide support and referral helpline at 1-855-284-2494 to counsel Pennsylvanians struggling with anxiety and other challenging emotions during this COVID-19 outbreak. What other crisis hotlines should everyone know for anyone they wish to help?
The Lehigh County Crisis Line is 610-782-3127. If you live in Lehigh County, 610-782-3127. 24/7, folks are there to talk. There is no wrong or silly question. Please call. If you live in Northampton County, that crisis line is 610-252-9060. So if you live in Northampton, 610-252-9060. The National Suicide Crisis Hotline, 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255, which turns out to be 1-800-237-TALK, T-A-L-K. And of course, texting, you can text 741-741. That is also a crisis text helpline.
Thank you, Allison. Our listeners appreciate your insight into this important and sensitive topic. You can go to WDIY.org for more information, hotline phone numbers, website links, and to listen to this story again anytime. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.